That moment will be a moment that will draw worship to the Lord, will draw attention to the Lord. Amen. Secondly, the donkey that we are supposed to be is we will not allow ourselves. Amen. We will not allow ourselves to be used by the enemy. Amen. We will not allow ourselves to be used by the enemy, even though the reward may be unimaginable. We must stay true, amen, to the calling of God over our lives. This is a new generation that God's using. And you don't have to go to Harvard to be used by God. Amen. But just the fact that you make yourself available to say, God, I am available, use me. God, I am available, use me. And that's the cry of Paul when he talks about it in Romans chapter 12. He says, when you're called to lay our lives as a spiritual, rightful sacrifice to God, which is our rightful worship before Him. Why? So that we can be used by the Lord. Romans chapter 12. Verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. But do not be conformed to this world. Amen. In other words, don't use your flesh. But be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And what is this perfect will of God? Paul goes to say, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Amen. A measure of faith. He says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. In prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Our ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. The word there is, let us use the gifts that God has given us. Amen. 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 Let us make available the gifts that God has given to each one of us. God has given us grace, a measure of grace in each and every one of us. Not everyone will do what I do, because we are all different. But what God is saying, each one of us have a measure of grace that's been given to us. Even though we may be donkeys, we have usefulness. Just as a donkey has usefulness to bear loads. That was the gift. And God is saying to you and I, you can make a difference if you will lay yourself at the altar. If you lay yourself at the altar and you allow your mind to be renewed, not by what is in the world, but you allow your mind to be renewed by what is the mind, the perfect will of God for your life. And when you make yourself available to His will and His purpose, then, hallelujah, He draws out that gift that's in you. And wherever you go, there's going to be this great Hosanna to the highest. The King is coming in. There's this praise that's going to come out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because He is riding on that donkey, whatever you are. Hallelujah. You know, church is active. God did not.